Chapter 10. The Violet Basket. The longer Nancy looked at the basket, the more fascinated she became. She was looking at it so hard that she was actually startled when the little girl said shyly, "Hello?" Nancy jumped. "Hello," she said. "Oh, hello. The lady in the farmhouse told me to come up here to play with you," said the little girl doubtfully, as if she were not sure of her welcome. This brought Nancy to her senses. "Oh, I'm so glad you've come," she said. "Do you live near here?" "I'm going to. We're moving into the house across the road from your farm. The lady saw me in the yard and came across and asked my mother if I could come over to play with you. So I came." "Well, I am glad," said Nancy, so enthusiastically that now there was no doubt in the little girl's mind that she was welcome. "Aunt Martha told me that somebody was going to move into the Collins place, and I hoped and hoped there'd be some children. My name is Nancy. What's yours?"
"Wanda," said the little girl.
"Wanda," said Nancy. "Is it really? That's my middle name and my favorite name in the whole world, and I never knew anybody else of that name. My mother got it out of a book. Why, it practically makes us twins or something, doesn't it? How old are you?"
9, said Wanda.
"So am I. Then we are almost twins. My birthday's January 25th. When's yours?"
"February 14th, said Wanda.
"February 14th, Valentine's Day. Aren't you lucky to be a Valentine and have the name Wanda? I love that name."
"I don't like it very well. I'd much rather have Nancy."
"You would? Oh, no, Wanda's much prettier. I wish people would call me Wanda."
"I will if you want me to," said Wanda.
"Oh, will you?" said Nancy. "And I'll call you Nancy," she said with sudden inspiration, and both little girls burst out laughing.
"Hi, Wanda," said Wanda.
"Hi, Nancy," said Nancy. "We'll get everybody all mixed up. Won't it be fun? Have you got any brothers and sisters, Nancy?"
"No sisters, Wanda," said Wanda. "Only brothers, and they're all older than I am. 7 brothers," she added in a disgusted voice, "and not one sister."
"I don't even have any brothers," said Nancy.
In the excitement of learning her new friend's name, Nancy had forgotten the basket, and now she noticed it lying on the ground close to where Wanda had sat down.
"What a lovely basket," said Nancy. "I was so surprised to see you come walking through the daisies, and the basket was another surprise. I mean, it isn't the kind of basket you'd... Well, it isn't a burying basket or anything."
"It's a sewing basket," Wanda said. "My godmother gave it to me, and I love it more than anything. And I didn't want to put it in the moving wagon, so I carried it out to our new house myself. And now everybody's putting things down every old place, and boys aren't ever careful. And I was afraid somebody might break it or something, so I didn't dare put it down," she finished.
"I don't blame you a bit," Nancy said. "I wouldn't have left it either. It's so beautiful. I never saw a basket with a bunch of flowers painted on the outside of it before. Could I see inside it?"
"Oh, yes," said Wanda, so eager to show off the lovely basket that her excited fingers fumbled with a catch that opened it. "My godmother bought the basket, and then the lady who works for her gave her the most beautiful piece of silk to match the violets on the outside to line the basket. There, see?"
"Oh," said Nancy in admiration. The silk had a creamy white background that was sprinkled with little clusters of purple violets with tiny yellow centers and green leaves.
"Violets are my favorite flower," said Wanda.
"Yellow roses are mine," said Nancy. "But this basket is perfectly beautiful. It is the most beautiful basket I ever saw."
"Smell it," said Wanda, holding it up to Nancy's nose.
"Why, it smells like perfumery," said Nancy.
"Sachet," announced Wanda proudly. "My godmother put sachet powder under the lining to make it special."
"It's wonderful. And look at the darling little pockets around the side. May I see what's in them?"
Wanda pulled each lovely article out in turn, beaming with pleasure at Nancy's appreciation. In one pocket was a tiny pair of scissors, in another a little thimble. In one was a box with tiny spools of thread of different colors. There was a needle book with covers made from the violet-sprigged silk and cream-colored flannel pages buttonhole stitched around the edges in violet and crimson and rose. At the bottom of the basket was a card decorated with gold. On the card was some writing that Nancy could not read. "What does it say on the card?" she asked. "It isn't English, is it?" "No," said Wanda. "It's Polish," and she lifted up the card and began to translate its message to Nancy. Slowly she read, "With congratulations and best wishes to my dear little goddaughter, Wanda, on her name day." "Her what?" Nancy cried, jumping up so quickly that the golden treasury landed on the ground. She stooped to pick it up, but her eyes did not leave Wanda's now bewildered face. "Her what?"
"My name day," said Wanda, looking at Nancy. "My name day. A name day is..."
"Oh, I know what a name day is," Nancy interrupted. "I know what a name day is, all right, but there isn't a name day for Wanda."
"There is, too," said Wanda. "What do you mean?"
"Well, it's not in the almanac."
"Almanac," said Wanda. "I don't know what you're talking about."
"I'm talking about name days," said Nancy, "and there isn't any for Wanda or... Anyway, quick, let's go look. Quick, hurry." To Wanda's increasing mystification, Nancy pulled her to her feet. "Come on, let's go down to the house. Quick." Nancy was off through the daisy field with a thoroughly bewildered Wanda following after.
"Aunt Martha! Aunt Martha!" Nancy called long before they had reached the house, and there was such urgency in her voice that Aunt Martha came hurrying to the door that looked out onto the field.
"What's the matter, Nancy?" she asked. "Are you hurt?"
"No, but there's a name day for Wanda, and I have to see the almanac book. Quick."
"Well, my goodness," said Aunt Martha. "You almost scared the life out of me, and it looks as if you've scared Wanda, too. The almanac won't run away. Calm down a little and tell me what this is all about."
"It was in the basket, the violet basket," said Nancy.
"What was in the basket?" asked Aunt Martha.
"The name day for Wanda," said Nancy.
At this surprising statement, Aunt Martha looked as much bewildered as Wanda. But now Nancy was in the kitchen with the almanac in her hand.
"What day is Wanda Day?" she asked.
"April 17th, said Wanda. Nancy turned to the April page and ran her finger down the dates. The name for April 17th was not Wanda, it was Elias. She almost cried at this new disappointment.
"No, it isn't, Wanda," she said. "It isn't. I should have known it wouldn't be."
"It is, too," said Wanda. "It is. It is. We always celebrate Wanda Day on April 17th. And I know some other Wandas, and they do, too."
"Wait a minute," said Aunt Martha. "Calm down, both of you, and tell me the whole story."
"I was sitting in the field," said Nancy, "when Wanda came, and I watched her coming, and she had a lovely basket on her arm, and it looked almost like a magic basket or something, and then she showed me inside it. It's beautiful, Aunt Martha, and there's a card in it. It's written in Polish, but Wanda knows what it means in English. Read it, Wanda."
So Wanda read the card again. "With congratulations and best wishes to my dear little goddaughter Wanda on her name day."
"Nancy," said Aunt Martha, "I guess you have your name day all right. Here is something we never thought of. We looked only in the Swedish almanac. Because our American friends never celebrate name days, I guess we thought only Swedish people did. How foolish we were. Do Polish people celebrate their name days too, Wanda?"
"Yes, they do."
"It seems," said Aunt Martha to Nancy, "that although you're a little American girl, you have one Polish name, and you had a name day for that all the time, and we didn't know it. But I think we'd better tell Wanda what this is all about." She turned to Wanda and explained about Swedish name days, and how much Nancy had wanted one, and how they had all tried so hard to find one for her. "And now you have done it, Wanda," she said. "And I think she deserves one of our great big cookies, don't you, Nancy?"
"Yes, she does," said Nancy, "and I deserve one, too, to celebrate."
"And I deserve one, too," said Aunt Martha, "after working so hard to get head and tail to what you were talking about. Get them for us, please, will you, Nancy? And I'll open a bottle of raspberry drink, so it will be a real party." They took their cookies and drinks out on the porch. "Isn't it wonderful?" said Nancy. "I've got a name day at last. Aunt Martha, maybe Nancy is a Polish name, too."
"I doubt it very much indeed," said Aunt Martha. "But remember, you said you'd be satisfied with the Wanda Day because you love that name so much."
"I am satisfied. I'm so happy. There's only one thing. I can't help wishing Wanda Day came in the summer so that I could have a name day party while I'm at Grandma's. Now I have to wait until next year, and I may not even be here then."
Aunt Martha was about to answer when they heard Whoa, Emma, coming up the hill.
"I didn't know Uncle Sven had gone to town," said Nancy.
"Stand up and see if you can see if anybody is riding with him," said Aunt Martha. Nancy stood up. There in the wagon were Sigrid, Elsa, and Helga.
"My goodness, are they coming out for supper?" asked Nancy.
"They have come to stay through tomorrow night," said Aunt Martha, "as a special surprise so that they can help at school here and go to the last day exercises."
"But tomorrow is a school day in their own school," said Nancy.
"I know, but I thought that for once in their lives they should be excused for such an important reason as a 50th anniversary celebration here. And since school in town is so nearly over and all three girls have been doing good work, I stopped in to see Aunt Anna this morning before I came to get you. I had quite a time to persuade her that this was important, but she finally agreed to ask the girls' teachers if they could be excused for a whole day, and evidently they could."
What excitement when Whoa, Emma stopped at the kitchen door and the little girls came jumping out of the wagon. They had to explain that they had been as much surprised as Nancy was.
"To be excused for a whole day," said Sigrid, "and not because we are sick or anything. Isn't it wonderful? I didn't know such things ever happened."
"Oh, anything can happen in this world, just anything. That's why life is so exciting," said Elsa, dancing up and down.
"Nancy will tell you that is surely true," said Aunt Martha, and then she introduced Wanda to them all.
"And I've got a Wanda Day," said Nancy.
"What?" cried all three Carlson girls at once.
"It's the most exciting thing," said Nancy. "I was sitting in the field, and a little girl came, and I thought daisies kiss her feet, and then I saw the basket, and it was Wanda, and it was in it, in a violet basket, only it was in Polish, and her godmother gave it to her." She stopped, suddenly conscious of the puzzled way the Carlson girls were looking at her.
"For mercy's sake, what are you talking about?" asked Sigrid.
"Godmothers and daisies and violets? And what basket? And what was in Polish? What a telltale!"
Aunt Martha burst out laughing.
"You certainly got that mixed up, Nancy," she said. "Try again and begin at the beginning."
"But I did begin at the beginning," said Nancy. "Wanda did come through the..."
"Oh, you tell, Aunt Martha."
So Aunt Martha told. Sigrid and Elsa and Helga were almost as pleased as Nancy herself. They had to examine and admire the wonderful basket and marvel at the fact that Wanda had come through the field carrying it, and Nancy had been unable to keep her eyes off it.
"And I never dreamed," said Nancy, "that in the bottom of it was my name day."
"Isn't it romantic," said Elsa, "to have a name day come in a violet basket?" They had been talking so excitedly that they had not heard the boy who now came up on the piazza. It was one of Wanda's brothers.
"Mama wants you to come home now," he said.
Aunt Martha welcomed him as a new neighbor, and then he and Wanda said goodbye.
"I'll come over later this evening, Wanda," said Aunt Martha, "and explain to your mother about what's going on at school tomorrow, and maybe she'll let you come, too."
It was after Wanda had gone that Elsa made a wonderful suggestion.
"Aunt Martha," she said suddenly, "Nancy didn't have a chance to celebrate her name day this year, so couldn't we do it as soon as school closes? It could be a name day party for Nancy Wanda and a welcome party for the new Wanda. Wouldn't it be all right, Nancy, even if it is late, so long as you really have a name day now?"
"Oh, yes," said Nancy.
"That's a fine idea," said Aunt Martha. We'll speak to Grandma before we decide definitely, but I'm pretty sure she'll agree. Nancy hasn't celebrated her name day in any of her 9 years, said Sigrid, although she's had one every year. Then we'll have to make this 9 times as nice as an ordinary name day would be, said Elsa decidedly. A 9 times nicer name day. In all my life, said Nancy, I have never had such an exciting day as today. Can we have it like in a fairy tale, Aunt Martha? Asked Elsa, with feasting that lasts for 7 days and 7 nights.
9 days and 9 nights it should be, said Helga.
No, you can't, monkeys. 1 day is quite enough, but we'll make it a very special one. Come now and help me get supper. You must go to bed early, because you'll be up later than usual tomorrow night. It was lucky they could all work and talk at the same time. Otherwise, Uncle Sven would have found no supper when he came in that night. Even at bedtime, Aunt Martha had difficulty in quieting her excited little guests. Girls, she said finally, if you don't settle down to go to sleep, you'll all be too tired, and Grandma and Anna will have a right to blame me for interfering with your regular school day, and they won't want to let you come out here again.
We'll go to sleep right off, said Sigrid instantly. You don't know how wonderful we think you are to plan this treat for us. We'll quiet down this minute, won't we, girls?
They all agreed, and even before Aunt Martha had got back to the kitchen, 3 little girls were fast asleep. But Nancy was still awake. She couldn't keep this exciting day from whirling round and round in her head. It didn't seem possible that it was only this morning that Mrs. Hackett had given her the yellow roses, and Aunt Martha had come for her, and they had gathered daisies at the school. And then there had been the old poetry book. In all the excitement, Nancy had forgotten to show it to Elsa, but she would, and together they would read it. Spring, the sweet spring, is the year's pleasant king, then blooms each thing. Nancy began to think about the spring. To Sigrid and Elsa and Helga, who had spent so much time in the country and so often watched the gardens around their home and school blossoming, there had been nothing unusual about this year. They had taken it for granted. But to Nancy, this spring had been like a picture book unfolding. She could see many of the pictures now. There were the mayflowers peeping up from the dead leaves the day they found Cuckoo Clock. There were the hepaticas and anemones they had found on a Saturday walk in the wood near Grandma's house. There were the pansies and tulips and flowering shrubs coming into blossom in her garden. There was apple blossom week at the farm with the wonderful night in the orchard. There were the crimson ramblers behind which she had found Alex and Mrs. Hackett's yellow rosebush. And now the golden field of daisies and buttercups and Wanda coming with her violet basket. I am really going to have a name day party, Nancy thought. And I have had a spring of flowers. And then 4 little girls were fast asleep.